Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is I Did Not Sign Up For This, a bi-weekly show featuring two queer couples. We are U-hauling our friendship and inviting you to join us. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my partner Carling, as well as Sam and Amy. Say hey, gays!
Hey!
Hey!
If you're enjoying the show and want more episodes, join us over on Patreon, where you'll get instant access to the back catalog, entries into giveaways, and so much more. This week, we're talking about the reasons I'm perpetually broke, also known as kids extracurriculars.
You did good. That was a fast teleprompter.
She likes it speedy.
I like a fast teleprompter.
You just raw-dogged it.
Yeah.
Wrong demographic.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, gosh.
Better now. Really, we haven't talked to you guys in so long.
I know. Like all day. But
like... like, yeah, we talk all day long, but we haven't heard each other's voices.
Yeah.
We've seen each other's faces.
Except for, like, those brief moments when we almost accidentally video chat each other.
I know. Yes. And then somebody has to hang up
and say, sorry. Next time, we just need to own it.
Except last time that happened to me, I was walking into a meeting with my boss. And I look down and I see Lindsay in her chef outfit and Carling with this the biggest smiles on your guys' faces.
I was like, ooh.
What's going on? And I'm like, oh no, I'm so sorry. Hang up frantically.
Goodbye.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. When you did it, was it today that Amy did it by accident?
No, I did it by
accident.
Did it.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't around. Yeah. My phone was on my desk. And I came back to a missed call and I was like, dang.
You weren't busy playing with puppies, were you?
No, yesterday? That was yesterday.
Stanley the therapy dog?
Yeah, we have two that come, Stanley and Oslo. I know.
Those are some solid names.
Yeah.
See, if we took Poncho to a workplace, it would be Poncho the anxiety dog. Just like constantly barking.
We had hopes for her of being a therapeutic dog.
We didn't.
But then
we met her.
It was very
short-lived.
I put Johnny through the, what is it called? Canine Good Neighbor, which is like, if you want your dog to be a pal's dog so they could go to like hospitals and nursing homes and he's missing a front leg. So I thought this dog would be perfect to meet like war amps, like kids missing limbs.
True.
And then he passed with flying colors everything except one of the criteria is they have to look like they enjoy being pet and given affection. And he's like Eeyore. He just looks perpetually a bit depressed unless he's having the time of his life.
Yeah.
So he's got like resting sad face. And so he didn't pass because he didn't look like he enjoyed the attention.
Poor guy. And that probably made him look even sadder.
Yeah.
Just an ongoing problem.
So would that be considered an extracurricular activity for dogs?
I think so.
Nice segue.
Like their whole life is extracurricular.
What does curricular mean?
I just thought that.
Like
curriculum.
Curriculum. So is that like
school?
Outside of school? Extra?
Like curriculars.
Learning. Extra learning.
Extra learning.
Just looking it up.
Because we should never stop learning.
It says an activity at a school or college pursued in addition to your normal course of study.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always thought too. But people refer to extracurriculars as like outside of school. So maybe we're using it wrong.
Now we're getting into it again.
Let's go around the room and everybody tell me what your extracurricular was when you were a kid.
And if you're still doing it today.
And if you're still doing it today. Amy, you go first.
Okay. So when I was very small, I was in bowling. Five-pin bowling.
Is so five-pin the little balls?
Yeah, the wee ones. It was really good. I remember saying out loud at one of like, it was either a rehearsal or like a small competition because I didn't get very much into bowling. Before we thank you. Practices. It would make sense.
Sam just gave Lindsay the finger. Yeah.
So I was pushing my glasses up.
Right, right. But I remember saying that this is so much better than going to church. And then I was quickly shushed. So
we never went bowling again.
Yeah, you were told to keep sweet.
100%. Yeah, so I did bowling. And then later on, I played basketball in a sports league, a community
league. Where you got headhunted. We've talked
about it. I got headhunted for that one, yep. And we were awful. And then after that, it was just music. Yeah. Lots of music.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was very boring. As like a younger kid, I didn't do any extracurriculars. We just did not really see it as like my family didn't see it as something where we'd put money into. Mm-hmm. Like I did space camp and things like that.
You did recreational snowboarding.
That is true. But I don't know. Does that count?
I think so. So does space camp. Like, it's anything outside of school. Anything.
But yeah. I was a very aggressive in gym class. And one day our girls, I think this was in grade 8 or 9, our girls' soccer team, the goalie was out sick. And they're like, well, Sam's a pretty good goalie at recess. I was like, sure. I don't know the rules. And so I just went out there and I just goalied my heart out and made a complete ass of myself. I had no idea. Can you kick it? I don't know. Am I supposed to kick it? Like, I don't know what to do, guys. I'm just here to run at the ball and keep it out of the net.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And then music. Lots of music. Like, that's pretty much
soccer. I hated soccer in gym class. It was the worst. Yeah, running is not the greatest. So the way I always chose defense so that I didn't have to
goalie. Yeah.
Do that. And then when people would come near me, I would run at them screaming. And they get so thrown off that it worked.
Yeah. It's a good offense. It's a good defense. What about you guys?
When I was really little, like 4, 5, 6, I did competitive figure skating on roller skates.
I love that.
It was the 80s. And I hung up my skates in 1990 when we moved to Calgary because there wasn't really access to a roller rink. Although now, quick side story, they've just opened one.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
And I need to get back to my roots and get back into it.
So that's what we're doing when we're coming.
Yes. Lace up. And then I didn't really do anything. Like I did a bit of karate. Like I think whatever was offered at the community hall, I think I took like 2 ballet classes.
So bad.
And then when I was in grade 9, so just going into high school, I saw like a performance of ballroom and Latin dancing. And I was like, oh, that's what I want to do. And so I did that for like 10 years. I did competitive Latin and ballroom dancing. And then that's when so my cool. parents were like, you're an adult, you have to pay for it yourself. I was like, I guess I'll hang up my heels because it was very expensive.
Sorry about it.
Yeah.
You know, I have this perpetual recurring thought of like, I really wanted to get into karate as a kid, but we just never, we never pursued it. And I have this thought of like, what if I pushed harder and got into karate? And then that's like one of those multiverse versions of me where I get into karate and I don't get into music. And then I never meet Amy. And then we never get married and have kids. Like, what does that life look like? Where's that Sam right now? She's probably in space.
Yeah. Doing karate. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Blasting asteroids.
Zero one gravity kick at a time.
What about you, Lindsay?
Like, I did so many things. Like, I grew up in the country, and so we had access to like snowmobiles and four-wheelers and quads, and we had a skating rink in my backyard. I guess those aren't necessarily like extracurriculars. I didn't take a class. I mean, I got my snowmobile license, but I just was like always outside doing fun stuff. And then, so as a kid, I played ringette. I grew up in a town that it was like the 80s and 90s. And even though girls hockey was becoming a thing in the town that I lived in, girls didn't really play hockey. You had to play ringette. My brother, though, did have 2 girls on his team, which I always was like floored by. Like, I just didn't understand how they didn't play ringette with me. They were playing hockey with my brother. And then one year there wasn't enough girls to make a ringette team. We didn't have like a hockey team we could join. So I had to figure skate for like a year or two. And I had to. Hated it.
And I like, see that.
So the arena was on my bus route. And so I would, it's so funny because my daughter now figure skates, which I'm going to talk a lot about. She skates at the same times that I skated at. Like, she skates at 4 and 5 p.m. But I just wasn't, I don't know. I liked the like competitiveness of a team sport. Yeah, we did make a hockey team. All the girls that I played ringette with were like, why don't we make a hockey team? So yeah, we were like the first girls hockey team in town. I'm going to post a picture of it, actually. I have a photo.
You should.
And then we moved to Calgary in 1996, and I was like, man, I should try ringette again. Like, I miss it. And I tried, and I was awful at it. So I was like, well, I'll just join hockey. And I got made fun of real bad.
Oh, because you didn't know how? Like,
no, like, I played hockey. Like, I knew how. I just didn't play it my whole life like these kids did.
Right.
It's a different world playing in a city. Even though Calgary only had like 500,000 people, the town I lived in had 1,500. Like, just the level of hockey is different. And so, yeah, I kind of got like bullied a little bit. So I played that in grade 10 and then I quit. I was like, I wasn't into it. Yeah.
But you went back to it as an adult.
Yeah. And then I went back to it like only like 4 years later as an adult. And I've been playing rec hockey ever since. So, and it's fun. Nice. Yeah, I haven't actually played in the last probably year and a half, 2 years, just because the ice times are so late. So I signed up to play this spring. So I'm going to play April, May, and June, and then maybe that'll get me back into it. I'm hopeful the ice times won't be so late, because puck drop at 10:30 across town is rough. Really? Yeah.
Can't do that.
No.
Yeah, in my 20s, it was great, but...
And do you guys do at your extracurricular still?
Until we had kids, we were in a lot of bands, and then it's just like childcare, and it's late.
It's not even just it's that late. So we stopped those extracurriculars when we were planning to start a family, because we were doing our fertility treatments in Calgary,
right?
And that's a big drive, and if I happen to ovulate on a concert day,
it's not fair to them.
Yeah, like then they're missing this huge spot, right?
Huge. So, she's huge.
So huge.
Huge.
I wish we stopped, and then we didn't go back.
I wish that I had like I snowboarded a lot in my 20s and like my teens and 20s. Like, I still have everything, but my knees and hips hurt so much. And
well, my ankles, actually. We got to do the bunny hill. We'll
I know.
The bunny hill together.
I need new boots. This is my problem. I wanted to play the drums in a band in high school. So I went out, I bought a set of drums. Like, I financed them. I don't know how. I don't know, 19. I worked at Wendy's. I would like go to these drum, I would take the bus to these drum lessons bought down by the Wendy's I worked at, and then go to work. I loved them, but my mom wouldn't allow them in the house. So I had to keep them at my friend's house.
Barb.
I know.
Come on, Barb.
This is my parallel multi-universe. What if I had kept playing the drums?
Yeah, Barb.
Yeah. I'd be in a girl band right now.
That's right. The world.
Yeah, circles back to you.
What?
Sam is trying to get back into extracurriculars.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I've been looking for a band to join. I think
we just found one.
Yeah, that's true, Lindsay. We'll just jam.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tone deaf, but I'll do vocals.
Just perfect. Broadway show tunes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just had this thought the other day. Well, it all came about because you found that bass on the free site. We got this amazing, beautiful bass. Yeah. Slap in the bass.
We slap it.
Amy found this beautiful instrument on our free site that just needs a new set of strings and brought it home. So I dug out the amplifier and I dug out my bass and I'm playing around. And I thought, you know, it'd be really cool if I could find like just a gaggle of queer people to like play covers with.
Yeah.
And so I went on, there's a website, I can't remember the name of it offhand, where it's like musicians searching for other musicians, and you're like, I'm a bassist looking for a band, and then you can see how committed they are to, like, are they touring, are they a month band, are they, you know, whatever, seasonal based on people's work. I found the gamut, man. I found like just the like serious bands looking for bassists, and then I found like just a dad being like, hey, I want to get the band together again. You guys want to come play some Lenny Kravitz?
The summer of 69.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah. The boss. Yeah. So we'll have to. Yeah. I haven't found anything yet, but I don't know.
If you needed motivation to learn to play an acoustic guitar, I got a gig for you.
I can't do more than one note at a time. That's what I've learned. Can't play piano. Mm-hmm. Can't play guitar. Can't play violin. I used my parents wanted me to play violin. Can't do more than one note at a time.
The only thing I liked about the bassoon is that there is legit technical piece on that instrument called the pancake key.
Oh, that's true. It
does the pancake key.
Because it's big and round like a pancake.
Wow. That's cool.
I like that about the bassoon.
Okay, well.
On that note. Thanks, Amy.
Since we're talking about not doing our things anymore. Did you guys know that an alarming 1 in 3 Canadian girls leave sports in their adolescence?
Yeah. Hate it.
Compared to 1 in 10 boys of the same age.
Huh. I mean, not shocking.
No. Yeah. So the reasons they drop out are lack of access. So girls have a 1.3 million. Okay, this website is called the Women's Sports Foundation.
Cool. I like them.
Girls have a 1.3 million fewer opportunities to play high school sports than boys have. And then often there's an additional lack of access to adequate playing facilities near their homes. What else?
What do you tell me next? They got to tend to the children and fetch the water?
Yeah. In some places, yes.
Yeah. They've got home ec responsibilities.
Yeah. Safety and transportation issues. If they live in dense urban environments, that means traveling to facilities in unsafe neighborhoods. I mean, this is for across, I think, North America, I would say. Right. So.
Yeah, I would agree.
Social stigma. So, this paragraph. Despite recent progress, discrimination based on the real or perceived sexual orientation and gender identity of female athletes persists. Girls in sports may experience bullying, social isolation, negative performance evaluations, and the loss of their starting position. During socially fragile adolescence, the fear of being tagged gay is strong enough to push many girls out of the game.
Wow. I can see that, though.
Right?
I hate that.
I hate that, too. It was true for all of us, but.
Yeah. Okay, but not everyone.
Straight girls can't even avoid the stigma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And then decreased quality of the experience. So, I mean, if you even just think about women's hockey, we just got the Professional Women's Hockey League this year, 2023-24.
And they are very good looking.
Oh, God. I watched the walk-ins all the time.
My trip to Toronto, I was like, I wonder if there's a game, but there's none. No. And I'm so sad.
Oh, I think it's their Worlds. That it's in April. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a halt on because they're all at the Worlds.
Tragic.
Yeah.
It was going to be the gayest experience ever.
It was. It was going to be your gayest experience. Screw the gay village. You're going to a women's hockey game. And then cost.
Yeah.
Especially fewer opportunities within schools for women. So fewer scholarships, things like that. And lack of positive role models.
Fair.
So I think that's sad.
That is very sad.
All of those things.
How would you try to combat that for your female child?
Well, I threatened her tonight. I said, you are not dropping out.
I know. I read her all this.
Until you're at least 17. Do what you want then.
You will not be a statistic.
You will not be a statistic.
Although.
We are not quitters in this household.
Even if on your figure skating team, they think you're gay, even though it's the most feminized sport on ice.
Although what I did read, so the percentage of individuals. I've got a graph here of even by age 55 to 63, there's way more men still playing sports than women. I don't know.
Because we're tending to the children.
Yeah.
I wonder if menopause has a part to play with that too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a huge hormonal fluctuation that totally just wreaks havoc on our bodies that the scientists still haven't bothered to really research all that much.
It's just happening all the time. Look at curling. Look at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Listen, I've been put on a medication that's supposed to induce a temporary menopause. I've never wanted to play sports more in my life. Constantly just tackling Lindsay. Yelling.
True. High levels of testosterone.
Just trying to get right up in there.
Oh boy.
Well, this says that
the fish was in my head right now. Shut it down, Porter.
Shut it down.
I'm trying.
So this says that the steady decline from childhood to adolescence has as many as 62% of girls not playing sports at all. So we're not here to just talk about girls, but they're important.
But
so
I will say,
it is International Women's Day.
We are recording on International Women's Day. I never gave any thought into children in extracurriculars because it was not my plan to have children. So here I am. But I am fascinated at the lack of opportunity for kids in sports unless you are very wealthy.
Yeah. So I have more numbers. Can you guys guess?
It can be an uplifting episode.
Yeah. Can you guys guess what the most expensive sport is in Canada?
I would guess hockey. But there's lots of, like, there's like equestrian and like.
Is that your final answer, Sam? Hey, is that your final answer?
Yes.
So it's equestrian.
Yeah, perfect.
But like, you got to buy a horse.
Yeah. And you have to pay for somebody to take care of that horse.
Yeah. Board it, exactly.
Or be rich enough to own a property that could house your horse.
Most expensive sports in the world. Formula One racing, because you got to own a sports car, a race car, like, duh. Yacht racing, because you got to have a yacht.
It's going to be you, yeah.
Polo, because you got to have a horse. Sailing, because you need a boat.
Sailboat.
So those things, like, those are extreme. Like,
do you know what the least expensive ones are? Like, in terms of sort of like...
Yes. Walking.
Speed walking.
You're okay. So
barefoot speed walking.
You're taking Lindsay's.
You are.
You're taking Lindsay's.
Okay. What do you
answers.
Think? The don't look at my.
Thing. I can't see it.
What do you think? The I've got a top 20. What
Long
do you
jump.
Think? Well, it's cross country.
Okay. Like, yeah.
Is the cheapest?
Yes. So
you just need 2 feet and heartbeat.
So top 10 are equestrian, ice hockey, fencing, skiing and snowboarding. Is the same one. Lacrosse, gymnastics, competitive cheerleading, competitive dance, golf, and figure skating.
Golf.
It's the lessons.
Yeah.
And the cost to go on the courses.
There goes that idea.
Yeah.
What, you want golf?
No, I wanted to put our kids into fencing so that if there's a zombie apocalypse, then at least they have something.
The zombies away. You got to put them in the decathlon. Is that the one where you're shooting a bow and arrow? And running and cycling and
that's
exhaust who you want. Them. Actually, that sounds way better.
Yeah,
I think you have to train in each sport individually, honey.
And then you put it all together.
We're never gonna see them again.
Run, swim, shoot.
Well, martial arts and wrestling are 16 or 17 and 18. So,
I loved the wrestling unit in junior high.
You would.
It gave
oh no,
funny
grab
feelings.
Me. You're winning.
No, I won.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how much money do you think parents who have kids in sports spend each year?
$1.
Each year?
Yeah.
Per kid?
Okay. Is this Price is Right rules or what are we doing?
$15,000.
$15,000?
Dollars?
$15,000.
Is that too much?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. $1,200.
Is this on average? You're talking like
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'd say
$3,800.
$3,801.
If you're talking about us, like maybe $500.
Yeah, that's true. Like swimming lessons and stuff.
Okay, so the average spend on youth sports is twice the average for families with children in equestrian, hockey, and skiing, ranging from $3,600 to $4,300.
Nope.
Well, martial arts and soccer are among the most affordable, around $1,400 per kid.
Still can't afford that.
I don't think I really ever took snowboarding lessons outside of like an intro, and then the rest of it was just making mistakes
and
breaking bones.
Yeah.
So... yeah, that's pretty cheap.
And with our health care.
Considered.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Put your life at risk.
Exactly.
So I thought this was interesting. So under half goes to lessons. Lesson fees or team dues. 30% of it goes to travel and transportation. And the rest of that, which is like 26%, is equipment, clothing, and shoes.
Right. Lift tickets. I forgot about how expensive lift tickets are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
We did not go skiing.
And like, unless you live in Lake Louise, which then you can afford skiing. You got to get there. Financial worries were mentioned in 58% of parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't.
And then what else did I find here?
Pick it up. I can hear it.
So some of the financial worries that were mentioned. So the most important issues facing Canadian parents are financial and economic issues, youth, mental health and bullying, children's education, impact on social media, and various family care issues. So like 58% is financial and economic issues, and we're still putting them in these sports. Like, I think that's wild. In 2019...
Is there still a tax credit for...
Nope. No.
What was that? We used to get a tax credit?
Yeah.
If your kid was in a sport?
Yeah. You used to be able to claim an activity and... An activity? Oh, I think you can still claim daycare.
Yeah, that's different though, right? No.
That's different now.
I think it was just like for sports.
Oh.
Yeah. Or like extracurriculars. Like you could do piano lessons too or something.
Right.
Like it could be. Yeah. So there was a survey in 2019 by the banking app FlipGive and Scotiabank, and it showed that almost 60% of parents spend more than $5,000 a year on sports. And 41% spend as much as $10,000.
Nope.
And like, not I don't know, house. What are their jobs? Yeah. And are they hiring?
Like these parents?
Yeah, that spend this much money.
Like, despite the cost of sports, it's important to remember the many benefits that come with participation. Like this article.
Like participation.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like a Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod?
Yeah.
Body break.
But LendingTree conducted a survey and it said that 60% of families faced financial strain due to the cost of their children's sports. 11% of those parents expected to go into debt to fund their children's athletics. So they just, okay, I'll just do that.
I think it's so interesting. Well, I've already said about like learning about all of this, but like, can I talk about Wyatt and his hockey?
Mm-hmm.
So, or just youth hockey in general. I didn't realize there's two strains. There's like a city league and then there's a house league. And house league is you stay, it's like, how would you call it? It's not as competitive.
Yeah. So, well, to back up a bit. So he did play, it's community hockey and house league hockey is how Hockey Canada differentiates between the two. And community league hockey, you're tiered. And so as many kids can sign up as possible. And then there's tryouts and then you're tiered best to worst.
Based on skills.
And so like the top level teams, even at 11 years old, there's travel teams. There's, you know, you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars. Wow. So fees themselves for hockey were only about $1,500. I know. So it was about.
And then the cost of equipment.
And like, luckily when they're younger, I mean, some parents want to spend a lot of money on equipment, but I go to Sports Swap or Played Against Sports all the time. Wyatt's in all hand-me-downs, except for his helmet and his stick. We can't really get either of those in hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm.
But sticks alone, like I bought him the cheapest stick I could find and it was still $80. And It was the last youth size stick. So he's grown. So next year I'll have no choice but to buy an adult stick and get it cut. Okay. And that's annoying. Cost. Yeah.
But what I didn't realize is, so now, okay, you pay your $1,500, you get the equipment, and then they do something called a cash call.
Yeah. And I didn't realize this either. So we just saw, I don't think they didn't do this when I was a kid. So like, I remember going to tournaments. I went to out of town games all the time. We had to play another team. And I don't remember this being the case, but I guess my mom could tell me, but you sign up and then they do what's called a cash call. So collectively, the team decides, okay, we're going to go to these three tournaments and it's going to cost this much money divided by the amount of kids on the team. Now you need to give us $700.
Like every parent on the team, every family.
Yeah.
And like the first year when I was with you, you're like, oh yeah, we got to find out about the cash call. And I was like, but you already paid for hockey.
Yeah.
And you had to explain. And then there's the travel cost.
Yeah. So the cash call, all the cash call does is pay for your player, to go to the tournament, like to play on skate on that ice, whether it be in Edmonton or Red Deer or wherever.
But then you have hotel, food.
Hotels, food, everything. And like, they're minors and I'm not like, I can't just send him on his own. So,
and get yourself there.
Lots of times the whole family goes. So if all four of us go, like now it's hotel and gas. Yeah. And da, 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 da. Oh, man.
But and so then, so up. There's, yeah, then there's house league, which is less competitive and they balance all the teams out so that there's all the teams are equally matched in skill. And then
you
they
mean
play
the community league. No, no.
Like house league, so it's like all in the same
yeah
and it's like every Wednesday and Saturday, and it's
so that's considered like the recreation. So if one stream is competitive and one stream is recreational, it was only $750. Most of his gear from last year fit, and I got him used skates
and no cash calls
and no cash calls, no tournaments, which like I mean is good and bad.
That's way more affordable though.
And like, he's not going to the NHL. Like, it's so tough because, you know, there's kids. I didn't really look up too much about hockey specifically on this, but just from my, like, personal experience and what I can see in the world, like, the players that are going to these, like, there's sports schools now. Yeah. Tuition for kindergarten is, like, $30,000.
That's wild.
Yeah. And so there's one over here by us. You pay your tuition to go to the school, but it includes a portion of your day, like half your day is spent at Spruce Meadows in the equestrian, or they come over to the arena and you're in the hockey, or we're also the soccer field for the Calgary Cavalier is at Spruce Meadows as well. So you can do all these things, but like, that's so much money.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Like, yeah.
It's just wild to me to think, like, I see such a benefit. Like, I didn't play a team sport or, like, a group activity growing up. But I see such a benefit in being part of something, whether that's, like, a band or a hockey team or a club. And it seems so elitist. Because you were saying that even after this year, he's going to be 11. There isn't a rec league.
Yeah, like in our city, each of the little areas of the city has their own house league branch, but it only goes to U11, which is the end of the line for him. And so I did a bit of research. I found the Rec Hockey Calgary Association, and they start at U13. So he can play that next year. And I'll just put him in that.
It's just wild to me that it's like so much less accessible.
Yeah.
And so like the risk then is I see how an 11-year-old, like this would be his last year playing if we didn't have the ability to, like, you know, it'll
be different arenas.
Yeah. It'll inevitably be further away, more of a commitment. You know, it's not just down the street twice a week. And so by 11, in theory, how many kids are going to be just out of their sport now because it's not an accessible thing that their families can.
Yeah. So there's also kids sport, Jumpstart, and the Even Strength program in our city. So I think in most Canadian provinces.
Yeah. Jumpstart is Canadian Tire, right?
Yeah. Jumpstart's Canadian Tire. Kids sport is their own thing, and they all do fundraising and they all take donations and everything like that. So Jumpstart helped over, what does it say? 3.5 million. Yeah. Kids per year. Kids sport did about the same, 3.8 grants to kids in Alberta last year.
Wow. But it's only, isn't it a max of like $500?
It's a max of $500. Well, yes, it's a max of $500. But with hockey, so the Flames, the Calgary Flames, which is our national hockey league here, they have joined together with Kids Sport and the Flames Foundation and made this Even Strength program. So as you sign up, you just automatically get enrolled in this if you want it. And it was, so we, my family qualifies for it because the kid's dad is on disability. And so we got $750 towards Wyatt's hockey, which paid his entire fees. Yeah, it was great. If he was in community league though, that yeah, we still would have owed another 1,000. Yeah. Exactly. I was surprised that figure skating rated 10th on this list, but what I realized is she's doing two different types of figure skating, mm-hmm. and that's why it's so expensive for us. So she does singles and synchronized. The unfortunate thing is she loves synchronized skating, but you can't do synchronized skating without singles. It's where you learn your basics. Yeah. So the synchronized skating this year was $2,300. And the nice thing about synchronized skating is it's all in. That was the coaching fees, the ice time, the travel, her food at competitions, everything.
That's good.
It was really, really good.
And then we stayed with you in Edmonton.
Yeah.
We saved ourselves $500.
Yeah, your bill will be in the mail.
Yeah.
She knows that it's expensive and that we mm-hmm. don't have the ability to progress her further than this. Like, you know, if she wants to get on a higher up team, a more competitive team, like all of these things, like that's just not something that's in the realm of possibility. And she's like, I'm more than happy to work, you know, doing what I can. But like,
but even McDonald's. Even paying, yeah, when she's 14.
Yeah.
But even paying for her to do jobs around the house, we're still paying for it.
I know. She was like, I could do jobs around the house. And I was like, okay, kid, but that, like, that's still our money.
Yeah. Like, she's trying. You're so sweet. But
yeah.
And yeah. So one of the things that we struggle with, we got into synchronized skating back in 2019, 2020. It was great. Everything was so great. The community is so great. And she loves it. Over the last 3 years, there's been a real big push to get synchronized skating into the Olympics, which is costing me more money. And so,
yeah, even though she's likely to age out before it would be in the Olympics.
Yeah. The kids that are her age group now, they're like 10 to 15 year olds are who they're fostering, you know, to get these teams up and running, to get the younger kids on these teams so that in however many years, if it becomes an Olympic sport, they'll already have all the you know, pieces in place for right. Canada to be able to put a team in, for example. Right now they've got worlds and there's like 3 world teams. Well, there's a few teams that compete at Worlds in Canada, 3 main ones. They're all in Ontario. So right. It's hard. Like, how do I tell her? Like, what do I tell her? Next year, the team she wants to skate on next year, the fees were $5,700 this year. And I still have to pay for singles.
Carling your face.
And like, we need to now make friends in Ontario that would let us stay wherever the competition is.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a good ad for a spot to put a Patreon.
Yeah, hey, are you a queer couple who wants to be on a podcast? And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could.
So you two are sitting here wide-eyed. You have kids, but they're very little still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You thinking hockey and figure skating or
probably equestrian not. And Formula One?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, honestly, pony. We haven't given it a lot of thought. We've discussed to the extent of like, we understand that we have a limited budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that like, we want to get the kids into some kind of
something.
Like Frankie does running club right now and I think she'd be uh-huh. doing more running stuff. But yeah, like outside of that, it's always been, we want to do something unique, non-contact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like something something they can take into adulthood.
Like, honestly, I wouldn't care if they just did swimming once a week.
It's very expensive.
Swimming lessons?
Yeah.
Like, I think competitive swimming is.
Yeah, no, so, we're not doing competitive. Just, I don't care about
Amy,
competitive.
You're like,
No.
Any of the sports that require one-on-one coaching are expensive. Right. That's where the money comes in.
Right.
Because you're paying somebody's salary, right? Like, that's their job.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. Yeah,
like,
I don't know. What...
It gets hard because you can put them in these things and... Unless they express an actual interest in doing it, I don't want to just put them into random things. Like, we discussed putting them into choirs and doing like music stuff, but it's not at the top of our priority list. Right now, the top of our priority list is making sure that we can pay our bills and afford groceries.
Like, we put them into swimming lessons.
Yep. And like what we do parents. For Christmas.
Yeah, it's a life skill.
when it comes to Christmas, we ask for people to give us gift cards to the city rec.
That's nice.
Rec cool. centers. And, then we use those gift cards to pay for their swimming lessons.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
So that way it's like it all just kind of filters back. And like even with our community league membership that we have to go and do our fun bingo nights, we haven't utilized it yet, but our kids have expressed an interest. We have a swim time at our at the swimming pool close to our house where you, if you're a community league member, you can go for free during these hours on the weekends.
Oh, I like that.
So trying to utilize what resources we can use for free as often as possible is our game plan. And if it's not competitive, that's fine. Yeah. We'll kind of just take it for what it is. We did put Frankie into biking camp last summer, and that was very successful.
Pedal heads. Whatever their method is, like
they just take their training wheels off and
throw them down a ramp. Yeah. Like it is wild.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
I have tried to teach a kid to ride a bike and I have never been so sore in my back and hamstrings.
I think there's something to the peer pressure of having like 400 children in a close, like they were in a rink, right?
An outdoor skating rink.
An
outdoor rink. And they're just jammed in there. Just like give her. Yeah. After day one, Frankie had her
training wheels off.
Yeah,
I know.
But now in the summer, she loves to go bike riding. So I'm hoping for the summer that we can go and bike ride to different playgrounds.
For
us to go and explore because that works, right?
Yeah. Just,
again, utilizing the stuff that we have.
Yeah. Not so much organized sports as like recreational, making it a part of life.
Finding things that you enjoy.
That's what my family didn't do as kids. Right. Like we never incorporated exercise as like just a part of the day. It was we'll go for a walk once a month.
One of the things that like my ex and I found was that so much like you want to get your kid into something. And when they're small, like when they're your kids' ages, there is like, you know, a mixed sports bag course that you can take and like they do a different sport each session or whatever. But so many of the sports you have to sign up for the whole season. Like there isn't a come out, even a come out and try it day is like not really, you know, as beneficial as actually like playing the sport. Both my kids, well, both of them, I signed them up for baseball. I thought they would love it. And they were like, absolutely not, get me out of here.
Even though it's a very affordable sport.
Yeah, totally. Until you get up into the competitive sides of it. But I can't find it. But there was some stat about women not even doing anything all day. Like no sports at all.
When I was growing up, it was never offered to me to do a team sport. But then also, like, I think there's something, I wish there was more emphasis on just giving kids opportunities to participate in things that they could then as adults choose to participate in, like bike riding and hiking and like just things that are more still healthy and good for you and gives you a sense of community without training to be in the NHL or the Olympics. Like the probability of a kid going to the NHL, for example, is almost zero.
Astronomical.
Yeah. Do you know how many single women figure skaters Canada sends to the Olympics every 4 years?
Two.
Yeah.
That hurts.
And it's crazy because like I used to work at a rec center and I would talk to the figure skating club that would come and primarily skate out of there. The way that they get kids on these tracks is it's called Can Skate here in Canada, and it's basic skate lessons for people in the community. And you know, you start out as a little teeny thing with somebody holding you up, and then there are coaches that are watching these little kids, and if it looks like they're really enjoying it
and coachable.
And if it looks like they might be good at it, they go up to the parents and sort of...
It's literally what happened to me.
They talk them up and say like, wow, your kid's really good. You know, I think they could do really great. And then you come out and try figure skating, which is, you know, now you're on a competitive track.
Yeah.
So here we are 13 years later.
So we were a huge hockey family growing up. My mom played out street hockey. Like she was obsessed with the Toronto Maple Leafs. My dad played beer league. My brother and I... We're always on the rink. And so, you know, I meet my ex-husband and he's huge into hockey. And I'm like, well, we're a hockey family. Like, she's going to play hockey, obviously. So I bought her the hockey skates, 3 years old. So she did learn to skate.
Oh my God, the pictures are so cute.
They're so cute. The parent and tot learned to skate when she was 3, 4. And then when she was 5, I put her in can skate, just like you mentioned. We did about half a season or whatever it is in can skate, a few weeks. And she's like, Mommy, what are those white skates? And I was like, oh my God, no.
No. Those are for losers. Nobody wears those. It's only the black skates.
And my brother's wife, my sister-in-law had already, she did figure skating competitively her whole like child and teen years. And she had told me and warned me how expensive it is. And I was like, okay, but like how expensive? Anyways, I got her the white skates, my daughter, and same thing. They had hunted me. They came to me at the end of the can skate session and they said, you know, Olivia's like showing really good progress. And why don't you sign her up for the first, you know, it's called Star Skate, the first Star Skate session.
Man, that's got to really speak to you as a parent where you're like, oh, she's doing so good.
Yes,
right? Like,
of course.
Right? It's like.
You want to be told your kid's doing the best all the time.
Mind games. My word.
I've been skating since I was a tiny little kid, almost, you know, every day in the winter, and she can skate circles around me now. But yeah, I don't want her to quit, and I don't want her to have to quit because we can't afford it. So
yeah,
I don't know. We've got some options. We do have, you know, have accessibility to like can skate and things like that, kid sport and things like that. But
even like, what was they did a bottle drive. So you always see like kids come into your door, or like at a community center doing bottle drives. But what did her
$92,
like each kid after a full day of doing a bottle drive, each kid on her team got $92.
Yeah. Like,
and like kids don't have the same perception of money and so she was like, wow, like we got so much like in quantity of bottles and of course, in effort made.
Like that was our tank of gas to Leduc.
Yeah.
I
don't know. It's hard. It's tough. And yeah, like if I could go back, it's hard. Like if I could go back and do it all again, I probably would still do it the same way. I still want them to be in the sports that I was in when I was a kid and I had so much fun. But like looking back at it, I didn't realize how much it cost nowadays. It makes me sound like an old lady, but
we're old.
Back in my day.
Come to terms with it.
But I'm in such admiration and awe. I can see the skills they're learning to be on a team and part of something. And I know that I don't naturally have that. I didn't get those skills.
Yeah, like Olivia is, so since she's been, was, well, I guess 7, once she got into the like single skating strain, she got a 15 minute lesson, but she's on the ice for an hour. And those other 45 minutes, she's expected to work on her skills on her own.
Yeah.
And that's a skill lots of adults don't have.
Yeah. I'd just be twiddling around like,
yeah,
drinking my water.
She does. There was... Before she got a routine, that first year, before she got an actual routine that she could practice, I'd just be like, I'm paying for her to kick a hole in the ice right now, literally, and take 1,000 bathroom breaks.
Oh,
but
boy.
It came, and she's learned now. And yeah, those are skills. Like, that's a skill that she's going to use for the rest of her life. So
totally.
Yeah. It's not just the sport.
Self-starter.
I have a question.
What is it?
If you could put yourself as an adult who has never done a thing into an extracurricular, what would it be?
I want to do roller derby.
Oh, I want to do roller derby.
Do we all have to try out for roller derby?
So Amy's tried out for roller derby.
I did it once.
I think
it was a testing day.
It was a testing. You went out of your comfort zone.
Aggressive enough.
You went out of. It's your thought.
When I'm competitive, yeah, I'm not very nice.
She's very competitive.
Oh. And then
she's got these crazy powerful thighs that I think could like.
Sam,
I would
blushing.
Take people out. I would take people out.
Very familiar with the thighs. Anyways.
Now Amy's blushing.
Anyways.
So interesting. So you did a tryout and then what happened?
So I fell. And then I like.
You really messed up your wrist.
Yeah. It was my arm, I think. And I think it was my left arm. And this was when Frankie was still under a year old.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't actually carry her because it was like, it was wrecked so hard.
Yeah.
I went, this is not the time.
Yeah. Very bad.
To do that. So
first time.
I was not
Not a happy camper.
So roller derby. Amy, what about you?
No, Sam. Like roller derby.
No, Sam said roller derby.
Yeah. I would love to do archery.
Oh, I've heard that's hard.
Yeah, I love target practice. I think it's really fun. It takes a lot of like mental focus and maybe not so much physical.
Was it in Vegas you did that with Steph?
Yeah, it was just like a virtual one though. It wasn't an actual archery. Oh, wait, no, there was. It was, they were blunted tips. It was the Hunger Games exhibit.
Were you Katniss Everdeen?
So you had to go, you went downstairs, you got to like see their costume sets and learn some stuff. And there was like this virtual room where the walls projected stuff. And then you could use your bow and arrow with the blunted tip and then shoot it at the wall. Yeah. At the different targets that would pop up in the show. Cool. And it was a lot of fun. And I really like the mental focus that it takes and the satisfaction of actually hitting a target from far away.
I just want to push women around on a roller rink.
Sam just wants to touch butts.
In short shorts.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I think if I could like try anything that I haven't done, I think like a track and field sport would be really interesting. Like, I don't like, maybe like, what's like a, like a short run, like a
running long jump,
not long meters? Distance, maybe like 100 meter, maybe a shot put.
Could we get you into high jump or pole jump? I feel like we could launch you pretty far.
Javelin. That would be cool.
Yeah.
No, shot put. We've already decided.
I know, we've decided on the shot put.
Yeah, you could throw a shot put far, I bet.
Maybe. So maybe that, or I've also really, but like not in a sexy way, want to try like pole dancing. So
but not in a, in a very not like a straight face. Yeah,
like I don't want to sexy about it.
Like I don't want to perform.
Like for exercise.
Yeah, like I want to have the strength to do some of the things that they do. But like I don't want to be gazed upon while
I've heard
twirl
that like
around a metal pole.
Ribbon dancing is really good for that. Like the
oh, the stuff that Pink does.
Yes, yeah. Like not acrobatics, but like.
Yeah. The Cirque du Soleil business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's all go to circus school.
Okay.
I'd be here for it. Yeah. Imagine us carrying each other on the
clown,
trapeze.
Remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold my hand. Hey, oh Lindsay, God. What about you?
Like, I don't know. I've been thinking about this whole time.
Like the last 30 seconds that we've been talking about?
Yeah. Roller derby for sure has been on my list for a while. I like wish I still snowboarded more. Like I could.
No, but it has
still
to be something you haven't done.
I know. Track and field, but like I did track and field in
she's
school.
Done it all. There's nothing she hasn't done.
I know, because you were athletic. Like
I did volleyball. I did baseball.
What about more of like an artistic, maybe like a dance or.
No, like I'm so, I can't dance. I look so silly. I look like an idiot.
Relatable.
Like I feel so awkward dancing.
I think if people went on TikTok right now, they'd see our Christmas dance that we did.
Yeah,
but they wouldn't like, see is the outtake of me literally falling on my face.
Like Sam and Amy and I are all the same height. Like they know it's awkward.
Amy,
to dance.
Amy's graceful. She's confident.
Are you? That's the you need the confidence. Like I would used to not even dance at the bar. I would just stand on the sidelines and drink beer. And my friend Jamie would be
in
like,
a non-sexy way.
In a non-sexy way.
My friend Jamie I'd still would put my so gaze mad. Upon you.
Would you?
I would.
All Jamie your gaze?
Would,
like
Jamie would try all to make my me gaze dance on all her. The time, but I refused. Now I will. But.
So when Sam and Lindsay join a roller derby team together, Carling and I can be in the stands and we'll cheer for them and then also yell at them if they touch other people's butts.
Right. Hands off. Yeah.
Hands off.
No, so we have to be in the same league. So I know in Edmonton, there's two different leagues with like full sets of teams that travel in the province to compete. So we just have to make sure we get into the same and then
we can play against each other.
It looks like you're just grabbing a boob right now.
Yeah. Orbit.
That's what she's thinking
Orbit.
About.
Yeah.
I think with our new roller rink opening up, I wonder if roller derby will take off a bit more. Like, I don't know how big it is. I know there is roller derby, but.
Mm-hmm. Can I talk about our socials?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, does yachting around North America count as something I want to do?
I mean, yeah.
So I feel like that doesn't count as extracurricular because it's not extra. It would be everything.
all you the literally selling your, literally yeah. selling your house
to buy the boat. Okay, don't give it away. We're going to do a whole episode on it.
You're the one who brought it up.
I know. Yelling at Santa. My mom got me a book for Christmas. I got to read it.
Well, I put on our socials. I asked people what extracurricular they did as kids and do they still do it now as adults. I'll just read out a few. Randy said dance, no. Piano, can still play but not well. And horseback riding, yep, and broke because of it. Which, like,
yeah, Randy, we yeah. just said, most Relatable. Expensive one.
Yeah, like, way to pick the most expensive one. Jana said piano, no.
Hey, Jana.
Dance, no, unless dancing in my kitchen. I think that counts. And soccer, absolutely not. I do not run.
Relatable. Like, I can't run. I just pee the whole time.
That's not what I was expecting.
You've got to go to a pelvic floor specialist.
You got to get that thing.
I have a friend.
PeriFit.
She told me to listen to her podcast. It's not just about Kegels. I got to figure it out.
Yeah.
You got to listen to a whole podcast.
And then,
it'll be fixed.
Yes.
Tia said she did soccer and rock climbing, but doesn't do it anymore.
Ooh, rock I had a friend. Climbing. You know, Lisa and Lindsay? Lisa was a rock climber.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought about rock climbing for the kids.
Yeah.
That makes it sound like you thought about rock climbing for them, like on behalf of them.
Yeah, yeah, we thought about
money
it.
For the kids.
That's what the shirt says.
Just rock climbing for the kids, you know?
Kids rock climbing.
I'm just making a list in my head. So I'm understanding that on our upcoming visits to each other, we need to go rock climbing, roller skating.
Snowboarding.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay.
We need to start a band.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. We got kazoos.
We've got a lot here. So
we
that'll
have a piano
be...
and a guitar in our home.
It's true. I got a guitar once I realized I was left-handed. Actually, interesting side story. I just grew up thinking I was not athletic, not skilled in any kind of sport, like hand-eye coordination, not musically inclined. Turns out, thanks to Rock Band, the game, like the gaming system, I'm left-handed.
Oh. I do everything lefty too.
I was like Same. Trying so hard, and finally somebody that I was playing it with was like, you aren't hitting a single one like on the guitar. And I was like so frustrated. I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
I suck at this.
And he was like, hang on a second. Because I guess he could see that like my brain was doing it opposite or something. And so he put it in left-handed mode, freaking nailed it.
Immediately.
And then golfing, my ex, who was my partner at the time, was like, we should try golfing and baseball. Turns out, left-handed.
Hmm.
I do all my sports lefty too.
I also do too. Hockey, yeah. Baseball, golf.
So we should play Rock Band cool. next time we're together. Do you guys still, do you have Rock Band?
No, do no. you?
No.
Oh,
I could play for hours. I loved all it. Night.
Loved it. And I cannot sing at all. And yet it would give me like such a high score. Because you just have to like hit the words at the same time. So,
like, follow the line. Yeah.
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 Good for cats.
Yeah. It's good for cats.
It's my favorite one.
Well, do you guys feel more educated now that I've talked to you about the hill I'm gonna die on about expensive sports.
I feel like you are dying on that hill. Yeah. Like, you've put yourself there.
And I did want to say, like, on the, like, figure skating thing, there's no, like, rec figure skating.
Right.
It's like there are so many of these sports that are competitive, 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 and then you have to either quit altogether, wait until you're in a beer league, or go to the Olympics. That becomes your
middle ground. Yeah.
Yeah. Like rec figure skating. Like we could say, well, she doesn't want to compete, but like,
yeah.
So she's working to get the stars, like to go up the levels.
But even then, competitions aren't the thing that are expensive in figure skating.
No,
it's the ice time and coaching.
Yeah. Which you still would have to pay for anyways.
Hmm.
I don't know. I also found my stat. The World Health Organization says that only 15% of girls meet the 60 minutes of recommended moderate to vigorous activity a day.
Yeah, that tracks.
We're going to have to start doing this podcast standing up with those under desk treadmills.
I'm just going to do it on the rower.
I've been rowing.
Yeah, you've been doing a great job.
Oh, yeah.
That's been rowing for like 15 to 20 minutes a day.
Yeah. That's amazing. And do you feel good? Like, are you noticing an increase in your like VO2 max?
I don't know what those words are.
I don't know. It sounds
she goes further. Yeah.
Yeah. So I started because like my goal, I find if I'm trying to do it for my own benefit, I don't do something. No. But if I have like a goal that's outside of me, then it works. So my goal was to be hot for Toronto.
Hot for Toronto.
Oh, yeah. Hot to trot.
I have the same problem. The health of my body and like maybe like how long I will live is not a good enough goal.
Yeah. So like when I found out that my liver was sad, I'm like, oh, I have to feed it better foods because my liver needs it. It's not me who needs it. My liver does. And I'm sad for my liver.
Outside
of like it, it's completely dissociate. But I started rowing and I hate, like, I think it's a feeling thing. Like, I don't like the feeling of sweat dripping down my head.
Ooh, I love it.
I hate it. So
you need to get a hip band. That's what those sweatbands are for.
She needs fewer steps to get her to the exercise. Yeah.
So right now I just committed myself to 15 minutes of exercise or 3 kilometers of rowing because my brain, I'm able to trick at this point. Cause I go, what, you can't give yourself 15 minutes? Like,
you just bully yourself.
Yeah, she bullies herself into exercise.
What a loser. Like,
I know, that's my inner narrative. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'll go and exercise for 15 minutes. And then I get started and then it's not so bad. But I have increased my stamina and increased the intensity of what I'm doing. It's been 2.5 weeks of rowing every day except for 2 days. So
that's amazing.
I totally forgot about this, but I rode my bike so far one time. Just one time. So my brother and his wife and their whole part of the family are huge cyclists. Hmm. My brother actually works at a bike shop. That's his career. So I got like roped in through the family to do this 220 kilometer bike ride. I trained for it. Yeah, it was wild. I'm so proud of myself for doing it. But it was through BC. And then we stayed overnight in like a camp and then biked 110 kilometers back. I did have to get driven about 5 kilometers, but like out of 220, that's bad. Not very many.
Pretty good. Yeah. Well, so here's what we got to do. We got to set a goal. So once your uterus gets evicted, Carling.
Yeah. Our wedding is the goal.
Yeah. Okay. And then after that,
step one, evict uterus. Step two,
get wedding. Married. Yeah. And then after that, all-inclusive trip to the beach.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. So when you mentioned rowing, that actually unlocked, I would pick a swimming sport if I could do something. I love the water. Yeah. Love it.
Also low impact. That's nice. That's why I got the rower, is because it's so incredibly low impact and it's cardio and
it is cardio
muscle.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it's like all.
I did love rowing in CrossFit. Like I would always prefer that over the stationary bike.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I did go to a try it out day at the rowing club because Edmonton has a rowing club.
Oh yeah.
And that was when I was rowing more often. And so I got in and I apparently just took us off. And the chick who was doing the training, because it was one-on-one, have you rowed a boat before? No.
Just in my basement.
Yeah, exactly. You can row in my house. Anyways, that was fun. I would do that, but it's $600 a year. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's not cheap, right?
Yeah, but I get it, right? You're paying for everybody's time, but...
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you get to a point where, you know, I'm right now, part of the reason I stopped playing hockey was I pay for my kids' sports and not my own. Like, my fees alone were $700.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Extracurriculars in this economy? I don't think so.
That's the title of this episode.
Yeah.
You gotta take us out with our outro.
Yeah.
I almost called it an exit-tro.
Is that it?
Exit-tro.
Exit-tro.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed diving into this episode with us. Want access to exclusive content and giveaways while supporting the work we do? Join us over on Patreon at patreon.com/I did not sign up for this. If you like what you heard, don't forget to follow us or subscribe wherever you get
your podcasts.
Your podcasts. Okay. We love hearing from you, so connect with us on social media. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Share your thoughts, suggestions, or just say hi. We always appreciate it. Thank you for spending this time with us. We appreciate your support, and until next time, keep fit and have fun.
Oh, that was so good.
Body Hal break.
Body break. One of them died. Hal Johnson?
No.
Joanne McCloud?
Neither of them.
We've had this conversation.
We've had this conversation. It's a different. It's a different guy.
Every time I'm going to bring up that they died. So are they both still thriving?
Yes. It's a different Hal Johnson.
Do you know why? Because they keep fit and they have fun.
They have fun.
Body break.
Body break. Okay, well, if this becomes a reel, I know who to tag.
Oh, yeah.
Lori Petty, Hal Johnson, yes. And Joanne McCloud.
And Rosie O'Donnell.
And Rosie O'Donnell.
And Jan Hardy.
The holy...
Melissa no. Etheridge.
Katie Lang.
Yeah.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap.